Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Evandrian Dax Vallis, but not alone this time. This time, he had with him a little angry goblin with red war paint on their face.
I like that the cannon has its own initiative.
Yeah, he's gonna jump jet off there.
And then spring 10 feet forward and like kick off the chair to jump in.
Zadoon is going to flip over Scree, doing a trick attack on Evandrian.
Bring it on!
Scree, hit the deck!
There are no words coming out of him at the moment, just
Inevitable.
So, Scree, awesome turn. Zadoon, what you doing?
I'm going to attempt another trick attack on Evandrian.
Okay.
They're going to come all the way back behind Evandrian. Do something cool.
I like it.
I don't know. I'm too focused. I want him dead.
Do something cool. I don't know.
That's fucking awesome. I love that. Gonna do something cool. I don't know. Something. He's not gonna like it. Whatever it
Got
is.
Him. Son of a bitch!
Dude.
So about that.
Yeah. That was a 3 on
so the close, too, because right now he's still fucking flat-footed. So.
Sad.
But not enough. Not enough.
I'm losing my mind.
Fortunately, the trick attack does not... Oh, wait a minute. No, it's 20.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that was the trick attack. My apologies. No, give me the attack then. My apologies. I was thinking you missed, but you didn't miss. You just didn't get the trick attack.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He just watched you sprinting across...
Oh, my God!
Oh, that's worse.
Lando!
One second, let me check his EAC real fast.
Lando, stop!
Sam...
Oh my god.
Yeah, I can understand. I'm fucking cussing too right now.
That's my turn.
So, that's your turn. I can only imagine what the fuck Mike mixed up on that. I am waiting to edit this.
It's not that interesting.
To hear the awful, awful thing.
I just walked out of the room.
It's just like,
That's my turn. That's my turn.
That would be something I do.
Okay. So, with that, it comes back to Red, and Red, like, snarls at Scree, and grabs he takes the pistol he had, throws it to the ground, doesn't drop it nice, just chucks it straight to the ground, and from his back he pulls this, like, small, like, almost like a little bar, like a daredevil type, like,
baton.
Cali stick or whatever, like a baton, there you go, like a baton, except he gives it a twist, and then you see this thing go ching-ching, and like extend out, and it becomes a spear. He then goes to stab at you with said spear.
I stab at thee, sir. Miss.
13? Miss. Damn it. Okie dokie. So that's it. Fuck, shit. Okay. That wasn't as fun as I wanted it to be. Damn it!
Scree's okay, just like, ducking under.
So,
it.
Yeah, exactly. He takes the spear and stabs at you, and yeah, you kind of like just straight up like drop down and it swings over your head, and you're just ready to lunge again. To Oris, though, your turn. Maybe you should finish this before he kills you.
Yeah, if he's gonna make me a target, then...
Horse is gonna pull the string. Coat's gonna come back. He's gonna take flight.
Oh shit, I forgot you can fly! You're a goddamn bird!
Ka-ka, motherfucker!
Yes. Ka-ka indeed. Well, he's gonna overcharge again.
Are you staying in the air? Like, are you like...
Yes. Because he's...
Okay.
He's foot faster in the air, so he's closing the distance.
Cool. How high are you? You were 20 foot off the ground. Did you want to stay 20
feet? Yeah, he's just going to stay 20.
Okay, cool. I'll add a little 20 mole, a little picture thingy on there. There we go. So you're 20 foot up in the air. Evandrian's 10.
Ah, 19.
19 is a no-go. Oh, yeah, it's so fucking close. Holy shit, that's one off. He has a 20 AC right now.
Oh, yeah, because he was flat-footed, wasn't he? Damn it.
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
No shit, that's KAC. That hits.
Oh, nice.
Fuck.
Yes.
Shit, yep, okay, so that does hit. Fuck, okay. Yep.
15.
That was 15 damage, not bad, buddy. Okay.
More like...
Yeah, exactly. I like that. So like he flies up in the air and is like fires a shot, tags you behind that cover, and you just like fucking vault over the fucking chair, leap out, the fucking coat goes wide and the wings come out, and you fly out, that fucking rifle ready, just like matching him, fucking like hovering sniper to hovering sniper, and fucking start taking pot shots at each other. I fucking love it.
So cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's like fucking fired back at each other. That's cool. That's like some like fighter pilot shit. Like you guys are like zipping around the air, shooting at each other. I like it. Let's see who wins. Ginger.
Yep.
What you doing?
Oh, Scree is looking hurt. So let me grab it here. We're gonna give Scree an inspiring boost.
I like it.
They're going to recover stamina points equal to twice my envoy level, which is 4, plus my charisma modifier. That should be 11 points.
I think that's full.
Shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, cupping my hands around my mouth and like, Scree, I don't know who this person is to you, but it's obviously you have some issues to work out, so fucking kick his ass.
You just see like a crackle of energy over Scree as he responds to that. Just
and then
fucking Super Saiyan charging up.
I'm going to scurry to the we're gonna stay to the edges of the arena here.
Smart. I like it.
And then lament again. Why the fuck did I climb down here? Anyway, that's my turn.
I like it. So, Evandrian, as you leap down and make your call out, Evandrian kind of eyes you just for a second. Like, and you see him kind of mutter something to himself, like, as if he's slightly surprised. Like, maybe he was expecting you to be dead after dropping that fucking bomb on you back in the cantina. Because he didn't stick around to see how that played out.
Yeah, but... I see your expression. I know what you're thinking, fucker. You watch. You're going to get yours.
What is he going to do now? So, yeah, I think to have some fun here, and now that Eddie has tried to get a hold of him, he is going to shoot straight up another 20 feet. Bap. Bap. And he is going to, once again... lock on to Oris.
Fuck.
And take a shot.
No. Oris, what's your AC again?
16.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe he'll roll low.
Goodbye, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he rolls a fucking crit. My reaction would have been the watch out again, but...
Fourth crit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to kill us.
The dice have
spoken.
I'll be able to add 4 to your AC.
Yeah, you can add 4 to your AC. Did he miss?
Yes.
I feel so bad. That's happened to Ginger both times. Oh my god. Oh god. A lot of damage.
Mother.
That is a lot of damage. Oris, are you still up in the air?
Down to 7 hit points.
It's all right.
Not great.
Rest of us are doing good.
Banana. That is, yeah.
It's only Oris. It's fine.
Oris, down here to me. Come on, I got you, babe.
I'm just kidding.
That's probably the first, like, actual, like, full-on hit that someone's taken. So there's actually bloodshed now.
Yep, I was gonna say, I think that's, yeah, you guys have dipped into HP a little bit, but no one's ever taken a fucking hit like that. I don't think anybody's been that low.
You thought Scree was angry before.
So, yep, that is his turn. Which brings us to round 3 and the armor cannon.
Fuck.
So,
I mean, why is it called an armor cannon? Is it shooting armor? It's stupid.
No, it's the cannon attached to his affixed armor.
That's
his
stupid.
Armor.
Well, I think it's dumb. And I think he's dumb.
Just so upset he's nearly killed Oris.
You know what? I don't think he really cares. I think he's gonna fucking blast the whole area again.
Yeah, well, he's dumb.
Motherfucker!
The cannon then once again starts sweeping. It's
Scree just like. And. Just. Ah! And tries to grab Eddie.
Nice. So again, it's gonna go Red, Scree, Eddie as far as what these attacks are gonna look like. And Mtora. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this. So after the first round went off, you notice this like feed apparatus goes straight from like a little side pouch, like feeds back up into the cannon and reloads it like automatically without him having to mess with it.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's called an efficient bandolier.
Target acquired.
So, attack. This one is for Red. That hits. This one is for Scree.
Hit.
Yep. And this one is for Eddie.
Intervene.
I like it.
So I'm going to take halvesies.
Yeah.
I took halvesies again. I took 3 again.
Nice. Again, another 12. So 3 to Eddie, 6 to Scree, and a full 12 to... Actually,
no,
what
it's
is the,
every
what is
every creature.
Every creature, nice. Okay, so yay!
Yeah, Scree
you
can't
protected Red.
Scree can't choose not to.
Okay. Yep. So Red ain't looking great. Which brings us to Eddie.
Okay, I did reset the teleportation bug, so he does have that.
Yep.
All right. So I want to use...
Yeah, you have not used it since you guys came off the ship. Nobody has... You haven't teleported in either of the... I think you've only been in one fight since you guys left. You had the Evandrian fight and then the train fight, but you've... Yeah, you've been good since then.
I want to throw it straight in the air.
Nice. Okay, I like it.
Teleport to it.
Okay.
And then, like, when he shows up, his eyes are going to be glowing and he's going to supernova.
Fuck yeah! That's awesome. Okay. Absolutely. That's fucking awesome. I love that.
That is so cool.
He's like, all right.
Becomes
this is
the
third
firework.
Round, which means you're fully attuned. So, yep, that works. So, that's also something just to keep track of. I'm sure you were already, but remember that to do the supernova, you have to be fully attuned, which takes 3 turns of you know, being attuned. But that works. You absolutely did.
Yep.
So, yeah, go ahead. You fire up.
He's going to make a reflex save.
Okie dokie. Reflex, blap, and blap. He's good at this. Was it for half damage?
Yeah.
I don't think that makes it.
No.
It's 10 plus half your level plus your dex modifier.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be 16. My dex modifier's 4.
Oh, okay, plus 2. Okay, so he, so give me damage. Nice max damage. I love it. Okay, that's fucking awesome. Okay. I see you, fam.
Yeah, he just teleports up there, Super Saiyan.
I love it. So, Scree, your turn. What you got?
He goes to hit Red.
Mhm.
And you said he's looking rough, right?
Yeah, he's looking a bit rough.
There's a brief hesitation because this is his brother, his twin brother, right? So, like, there's a hesitation. But seeing Eddie flash up there, as Eddie is coming back down, Scree's gonna, like jump to him and try and spring off him to attack Evandrian Daxphalus.
Evandrian? I fucking like it!
Yeah, as Eddie is coming back down, just, like, grab
it. I love this.
Launch himself up.
Just like Avengers teamwork.
It is. It reminds me of, like, I swear I've seen this in Naruto, where, like, one guy attacks, and then as he's falling, he grabs another person and spins around and throws him back up. Like, that is too fucking good. Okay.
Acrobatics?
Okay. Yeah, so, yes, go ahead and give me acrobatics.
See if you can even get close enough to attack. 21.
Eddie, you give me a acrobatics as well. Just for funsies. Yep, good enough. So what I was doing, that's to get plus. As long as you get the I think it's 15, you get to add a plus 2 to it. So just because I figured you helping out a little bit, like giving him a foot up and chucking him, just because I want you both to do this. As Eddie's coming, you leap up into the air and then Eddie grabs you and like fucking helps chuck you up the rest of the way. And whether it's like he gives like a stirrup like launch or whatever, and which shoots Eddie down to the ground, superhero landing as Scree flies up and goes ahead. Give me your attack. I love this. I love this. This is too fucking cool. Probably not realistic. Like, this is probably absolutely against all the rules. Someone just launching someone 30 feet up in the air.
Come on.
I don't give a shit.
25.
It's too fucking cool. I don't give a shit. Yep. 25. Absolutely. Yeah, that fucking hits. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, that just straight up hits. Doesn't matter, flat footed or nothing. So give me that damage. So where do you bite him?
Wherever he can reach. He's like a.
You get right up in his, like not his face. I'm not gonna say you get his face, but
yeah, don't disfigure the baby. Don't disfigure the BBEG yet.
Oh, that's cute. You think he's the BBEG?
he's our BBEG right now. He's gonna go for his hip.
But yeah, so
like right on the side, right on the hip.
For his hip.
Yeah.
I like that. So yeah, you get in there, but you do notice as your teeth go in, it does not go all the way through, but you do pierce him. Like it is like it's like when a shark grabs onto like the cage, but the teeth are still inside. That's what happens. You fucking snag and you see those teeth sink into the armor and pierce into him. And he's like, lets out this grunt. And then, but it doesn't like take a chunk out of him. Like you don't get all the way through. And then you fall back down. And yeah, that got him. That got him good.
Nice.
Okay.
Screen, Eddie.
It's really cool as shit. I love
Need
it.
Need your face. Because I don't think you do.
I love it. So, Sadoon, your turn.
Sadoon.
Okay, I just had to make sure I wasn't still muted.
I'm gonna make my way.
Do something cool, Sadoon.
I'm gonna come over here. I'm gonna whip out the laser rifle now, because the pistol's not working.
I like it. He's foregoing his trick attack and just going for a blast.
Die.
Nope.
Oris, get down!
Carry me, Oris! I was edited in one of the last... I think it's the first fight of this. And Oris is the one who does most of the damage. And Eric, you go, I'll be carried by Oris all goddamn day. I don't give a shit. I fucking love that.
It's true. I don't need the glory. I just want to win.
So once again, Red. Red comes out and he. What does Red do?
Gets crazy lands.
Red's gonna hold. Red's gonna hold his turn.
Oh.
Just for a bit. Yep. So, yep, Red is going to hold his turn to go at a later date. So,
scary.
Oris, your turn. What you doing?
Well, Consider Oris just got
Oris, come down here.
Rocked. I think he's barely in the air. Just
his barely there. Flapping. It's like,
but he knows this is pretty much it. This last he's got one more shot. He's the target. He knows it. So he's gonna do one more shot while he can.
Okay. You better hope it fucking kills him.
Yep, I am. I'm hoping, but.
Oris, you miss. Stupid fuck!
I love Ginger.
That is awesome. Unfortunately, a 14 does not hit. So there's this moment where it's like fucking Chariots of Fire, and you line up that shot and fire, knowing it's the last shot you're probably ever going to take. And you line it up, and it fucking sails over his head, and he just turns towards you.
Okay, so I'm 20 feet up.
Yep.
Does that mean I got to move 20 feet down and then over, or was it
diagonal? Maybe.
Yeah, you can move diagonal. There's technically there's like a trick to it, and I forget exactly how it is. You can like create a triangle, but I don't like it. So where are you trying to move?
I'll just go in between both of them. I'll just die here.
No.
Okay. Don't you freaking die.
So yeah, that would you could actually go down to the ground.
Yeah, that's what I. That's see, he's not going to be able to stay in the air, not at 7 hit points.
So. Yeah, there's a trick if you guys ever want to do this. Like, from where you are, if you can, like, you can go to where you want to go, and then if you go up the amount of spaces, like, you are as far as height goes, and then trace that triangle back as long as it falls within your distance, so 30 feet there, that is the hypotenuse, like, angle of, like, if you were to come down that angle to that position.
All right, nerd.
So that would be exactly 30 feet.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
actually, it was a guy in one of my other games.
All the high pop like, moves.
Oh fuck, that's right. That's a squared plus b squared is c squared. So you could absolutely, if you just measure those out and then create the triangle, it will show you the exact distance you're supposed to travel.
But yeah, he's grounded.
So. I hated geometry.
Okay, so now that our lad's on the ground here,
yes,
is passing someone an item an action?
Let's find out. I want to say passing, like throwing it to them is, but let me make sure. Move action to get out the item, assuming it's accessible standard of front, move action to take the item from other player. So yeah, fuck it. I'll say, you can use your move action to give it to him.
Okay. So
you wouldn't be able to move, but it would be a move action.
Okay. Would Oris have been able to land next to me? Because he kind of went past me.
It's fine where you're at.
Okay.
We'll say as he went by, you handed it to him.
That's okay. Fine.
High five.
Then I'm going to pass...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to pass Oris as they're going by a serum of healing.
Ooh.
I'm be like, you're so fucking dumb.
Fair.
Saved your Here. Ass.
Yeah. Shut up. And then as he's passing, I also, because that's my move action, is to hand him a flask.
Okay.
While his movement's kind of screening me, I want to make myself look like a injured Oris. Like, identical wounds.
Interesting. I like it. I like it, absolutely. As a standard action? Yep.
Yep.
That works? Okay. So yeah, you transform and now you look identical to Oris and you have your projector thing to change your clothing, so you literally look identical to him.
And then I am going to call out to Evandrian in Oris's voice, "Hey, fuck you!"
Yes! But also no.
Did you give him?
Yes.
You gave him like an accent.
I was gonna say, what was that accent?
I love that.
Sounded almost like slightly Scottish. Were you playing Krellick for a
second? So he used to be Krellick.
Krellick.
Oh, it's me, Krellick.
It's Krellick. Fuck you, Evandrian.
That's amazing.
You know what?
Me clan will avenge me.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Shit.
I know, it's so good though.
No, it was so good. No, perfect. No, absolutely. I love that so much. Oh shit. Okay. Oh, we got Adam.
Just, it's me. It's me,
the key.
Oh,
the steel forges won't stand for this. Okay. So it's the turn, Jesse.
Oh, fuck.
Crying.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah, that one got me good. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, man, it's so hot in this room right now. Oh, fuck. It is amazing when I start laughing how much body heat I give off. It literally, like, fucking cooks my room.
I laugh with my whole body, okay. So I'm the same way.
Me too. In that case, I did. I could just give a chuckle. That gave me belly laughs. Okay. So, end of Ginger's turn. So, Red decides to take his action at this point right here. And Red goes ahead and takes the spear out, but he doesn't aim it at Scree. He instead turns to Evandrian. And seeing how hurt he is, takes that spear and just fucking, like, javelins it at him and chucks it across the way.
At Evandrian or Sadoon?
At Evandrian.
Oh, shit.
And it shanks him in the leg. So, as he does that, he turns and, like, seeing a moment, like an open moment, he takes that spear and he just, boom, chucks it at Evandrian. Evandrian turns and is trying to line up his shot on Oris, but now with two targets, he's lost track of where he was supposed to be focusing. Like, he kind of keeps going back and forth between the two of them, and then all of a sudden, this spear gets him, and he looks down and sees the spear, like, sticking out of his leg, Ace Ventura style, then looks back and now has no idea which Oris is the right Oris. But then looks at the spear one more time, and then looks back down at Red, and just goes, worthless. And you see him hit a button on his armband, and you then hear Scree and Eddie, you hear this, essentially the clearest because you're right there, but you hear this sound of essentially like flesh tearing, this like... And you see Red's eyes go wide, and then he just slumps forward. As Evandrian hits another button, and you see that blue energy coalesce, and he disappears. And that is the combat. So, Scree, in this moment, what are you doing?
He pounces on Red and goes, like, teeth bared. He's like, ah! And just tears into the collar.
Okay. Yeah, so your teeth bite into that collar, and as it rips through and you kind of yank it off, you see these, like, essentially, like, little spikes come off, and you see around Red's neck are just about a dozen puncture wounds. As if, like, this collar was meant to just essentially keep him in line, and then, if not, essentially just perforate his neck. Now, Scree, what do you want to do for your brother right now?
He hates him so much. He wraps his hands around Red's neck and is not sure if he's choking or trying to stop the bleeding, but he's just like shaking Red like.
What do you Do you want your brother to die right now? Does Scree want Red to die right now?
Not like this. This is a, this, like...
Okay.
Yeah. He wants to kick the shit out of him. But... even...
perfect.
Yeah. Even back then, he didn't want to actually kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, choking him, like, squeezing his neck, trying to keep the blood in, but also, like, choking him. And he's just, like, mad and confused and...
So, Scree, as you throttle your brother, and as you realize that you don't want it to end like this, if maybe you do want him dead someday, but not like this, not in this situation. So, as you start to throttle your brother, you got your hand around his neck, and again, you're confused. You don't know if you wanna kill him or if you wanna help him. You don't know if you're stopping the bleeding or trying to choke the life out of him. You're just not 100% sure. And you find that entropy, that chaos, that anger, like all of a sudden you feel its antithesis just for a second. And you remember that moment when you were talking with Riggs the bear and he gave you that high five and you felt just for that moment that harmony, like as if the chaos met its other side just for a second, like as if it wasn't just all anger and it was the calmness and the understanding that goes along with that. As you feel that in the moment, In fact, you tell me, what does it look like as this healing channel flows out of you into him and seals up the wounds around his neck?
I'd say it's like when it's chaos, it's multicolored cracks of lightning. Like it's just energy, and it's his energy becoming visual briefly for, you know, a snap. But when it's calmer, I'd say it's like flowing mist or water, like slower, more calm. So there's like a little crackle of energy for a moment, and then there's just like this slow kind of trickle of air that wraps around his brother, and just it's like he's just trying to breathe life into him.
I love it. And that's exactly what happens. So as you're throttling him, you feel that energy and you all watch this essentially as like this multicolored, almost rainbow of just chaos energy that's been pouring off him during this fight starts to calm, and it then becomes this like you said, like flowing energy of almost like a river that like mists off the sides as it comes and it pours into the wounds. And then all of a sudden you see all the wounds start to close up, or I guess you wouldn't see it. Scree, you'd feel the wounds kind of close up around your hand until Red is just like kind of lurches forward, just and is amongst the living once again.
Still with his hands around Red's neck, he says the first words that he's seen,
yeah.
that he said since Red showed up, and is...
Don't you fucking dare. And I think Red just looks up at his twin brother, and maybe for the first time ever, doesn't have just straight disdain in his eyes. So, with that, Red looks up at you, and... to that he says... Man, what does he say? Give me a second. I gotta think about this. I wasn't sure which way you're gonna go.
Neither was I. I thought Scree was gonna kill his brother.
I wasn't sure. With the chaos, Yeah, I wasn't sure. So, not that I assumed you're gonna kill him, but like...
Yeah, my brain thought, I thought for so long that he was gonna try and kill him, and then it actually came to the fight, and I was like, this... Red has been blasted by Evandrian. Scree is mad, yep. But Red is his brother to kill.
Yep, there you go. A lot of that going around in this story, as far as like, you don't get to kill him, I get to kill him.
I think Eddie like would just... I think Eddie would just put a hand on his shoulder. Okay. You sure about this? Look, this is your call. I'm not... Well, we'll hold on to him till you are. Well, looks like we got a prisoner.
Ride it, Red.
Yeah. And I think Red now finally, like, in the moments he was sitting there, he wasn't able to talk, but his vocal cords, I did that whole scene of him talking, but I don't think that actually happened, because I think his vocal cords were still fried. Like, they'd just been pierced and ripped apart, and you healed them, but they were still coming back, and now he's having trouble speaking. He's just like, and the only two words that you can get out of him is clan and Golta. And he keeps trying to, he's trying to say other words, but like, it's all coming out broken and garbled. And at the moment, that's like the only like couple words he can really get out to you.
It probably doesn't help that Scree still has his hands around Golta. His neck.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. You're like still throttling him, like, tell me. And he's like,
Scree starts shaking him like,
Explain. Yeah. And I think after a little bit, well, actually, it depends. If you keep strangling him, he probably is not healing up that quick and probably keeps repeating clan and Golta. Until you give his vocal cords a second to heal up, he probably is going to continue to only say those two words.
Oh, I just remembered this healing thing is an area of effect.
It can be. It actually has three different ways if you looked at it. It can be used as a touch, which can be used as a move action. It can be used as an air, or like a distance, I think. No, I'm sorry. Where did I say that? You can channel energy as a move action. Healing an ally you touch is a standard action, and healing all allies within 30 feet is a full action.
Cool.
So yeah, you can do... Yeah. You can heal your ally... Heal yourself and your allies. You can spend one resolve point to channel this energy. Whereas healing yourself with channel... Oh, I'm sorry. Healing yourself is the move action. Healing an ally with a touch is the standard. And then healing everybody around you is the full action.
Cool.
Yep. So.
Gotta make sure I take off that resolve.
So yeah, if you did the full action, everybody gets, roll your 2d8.
Hurry!
Aurus needs it.
Aurus fucking
needs
it.
Was Aurus coming close?
Aurus, what'd you say, 7? 7 HP.
Yes.
Yes, you might want to come closer, because this is hit points that it heals.
Oh, I see what you're saying, close, yeah. We'll say it counts. That's
he
fine.
Was 5
I'm assuming everybody kind of congregates
at this
point.
He was 5 foot
out.
So it doesn't do anything for your stamina, but it does heal your hit points if you lost any.
Yeah, which is fine, because you guys can just
rest
up. I
think he walks up sipping that serum that Ginger handed him.
Like a Coke.
Yep.
Just like, fucking downing it. Like,
I was thinking based on the picture, it looks like it would probably taste like cherry cough syrup.
Yeah, it does kind of look
Hells
like
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah, I've always thought... healing potions would be fucking like dime a tap.
I said this on Twitter. I think they taste like licorice. Like red licorice.
Like just regular like rope licorice?
Yeah.
Like just okay. That's not bad.
No.
Say if you say black licorice.
No, not
I'm gonna
black
have
licorice.
To fight
God.
You.
Ugh. Blech.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the worst.
So Aurus is a drinking some stuff.
Hey,
and
not to be that person, but we're not alone. And I'm gonna like sort of scan the crowd that's still here.
At that point, Sadoon's gonna fucking turn to the crowd. What the hell are you all gawking at? Show's over.
Go home!
I think you're supposed to yell, "Are you not entertained?"
Fuck!
Yeah, definitely an opportunity missed.
Shit.
Your sudden outburst, like all of the common folk people that were watching, because people, everybody stuck around. Nobody cleared out, surprisingly. Like, as that happened, I mean, this was an arena. People are used to people beating the shit and blowing each other up in these things. So, like, it was not that crazy as it all went down. So, they were watching, even though many of them recognized who was fighting. Most of them knew exactly who fucking Evandrian is and knew what was going on right there. So, most of the crowd, as you yell, disperses. Minus the Draelic, who are still pounding their staffs and saying, "Inevitable, inevitable, inevitable." And then finally, as everything winds down, they kind of do one last slam and they all sit there and their little flames shoot up. The little dark energy kind of erupts from the top of their staffs. The Vesk seem very disoriented, like, "What the fuck do we do now?" And they're just mumbling to each other, like, "This is the second fucking boss that these assholes have killed." Well, at least one of them killed one of the other bosses. So they're just kind of doing whatever and milling about, but not really paying attention to you anymore. They're more talking to each other, trying to, like, plan their next course of action. So, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, Oris, I really gotta say, your shape is just so uncomfortable. Do you always, like, are your wings that heavy? I've already changed back to regular ginger at this point.
And I think at this point, Oris is just sitting on the ground. You get used to it.
Yeah, no. Well, hey, so we survived another one. Well, y'all survived. No one ever really touches me.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it is.
Must be a lonely existence. Great.
Well, like, if I were into that sort of thing. You know, I watch the rest of you sort of squish your mishy bits together, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? But I also, like, you know.
Did we just learn that Ginger likes to watch?
Is anybody gonna unpack that shit?
Space starfish. Like... She's got no concept of, like...
Yeah. Asexual and likes to watch. Interesting.
You're the one that takes likes to watch out of that.
You literally said you watch their mishy bits go together.
For study!
Yeah, that's what I say too. Yep, it's all, that's why the folder's labeled art.
Yep, it's all for science.
No, genuinely, like, I don't even know how I make more of me. It's so fucking weird. Anyway, I think I derailed our conversation. Fuck Evandrian. Who the hell is this? And I'm pointing to Red. And, when are we getting out of here?
After we get our guide.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't know. That's, Scree's brother. Twin brother. Sorry.
Oh.
If you can't tell the family resemblance.
Scree violently shakes Red.
Yeah, still hands around the neck. He was about to start saying some other stuff, but right back to Galta and Clan.
This is about what their relationship was back in the day too. Yeah.
Is it like a goblin thing, or is it like a
kind them? Of? I think it's kind of more of a them thing.
Okay.
They just kind of hate each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Scree's gonna let go of Red's neck. Grab the front of his suit and then slap him. Be like,
and what does that say? What do you mean, Galta? Okay, yeah, so he's like, I just slap him, he's like, okay, at some point we have to we kept going. It's like, this is too much fun, but we do have to translate at some point. So what the fuck did we just say? In response to "what do you mean, Galta," he replies that after you left, your clan was raiding near Aslanti space and had been captured and taken to Galta.
And Scree responded with, why the fuck did you go to Aslanti space?
Seemed like a good idea at the time, is what he replied back.
Everything seems like a good idea to you.
Your face is stupid, is what he says.
Your face is stupid.
Oh, come on. Let's keep it civil. Let's not get reductive with these little name calling.
The best part is they have the same face because they're twins.
Exactly, they're twins. I think that's why Red wears the red paint over one face, or hat off one side, is to distinguish between the two. And that just became his thing.
I think he got. Who knows what his real name is. I think he got scarred at some point, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes, we did talk about that. Yeah. You're right. We did say that he got scarred and then put the paint over to cover it up. That's right.
So they have the same face, but Red has a scar. What? Ah! You deleted us. We're dead.
That's weird. I just clicked on Evander.
We're dead. We're alive, but we're dead.
We're so dead. Nice, Invincibles. No, Incredibles.
I love
Incredibles
that.
Reference. Yep, it's a good movie.
So then Scree looks up at Eddie.
What, your clan?
Just you're not face.
Well, we're going there anyway, right? Two birds with one stone. Well, you tell him, you know, if this is his fault, he's going to help us fix it.
Oh, and then there's a moment where Scree is, like, nodding his head. And then he tenses and he looks back down at Red. And he grabs, like, Red by the scruff of his shirt again and starts shaking.
You see confusion on his face at first. By the way, that Scree said, is he alive? And you see confusion on his face for a moment, and then it kind of dawns on him. And he just nods slowly to you.
Alright, then Scree is gonna get up off of Red and just kind of like pick him up roughly. They're swearing at each other.
Like, I'm going, yeah. It's like, alright, I'm going.
You want me to carry him?
And he shoves that means. Red towards Sadoon.
Groovy.
I think Red will be like, which essentially means, well, for whoever can understand Goblin in this group, but essentially it's just, like, I won't run. I have responsibilities.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Am I carrying him or not?
No, don't carry him.
I just...
Alright, and with that, I think they can get out of here. They've got to get down to the sewers, don't they?
So with that, as you guys all start to head out of the arena, the camera fades, and then it then fades back in on a scene, and we pick up with an exterior shot of the station pulled far back, like way far back, so you can see the entire station, which again is like this asteroid with all of these like little protrusions and metal pipes and things sticking out of it. Like, again, it's a long old mining facility. So you see this kind of far shot of this mining facility, like kind of in all like the entirety of it. And the camera pans, kind of going just around a little bit, looking at this station. As we pass by, we get this close shot of this small ship, just slightly larger than, say, like a heavy fighter. And it's dark, lifeless, just floating there in the black of space. And past this ship, against the hull of the station, we see the smallest flicker of blue light, almost just infinitesimal against the large structure. But almost as if prompted by it, we see the ship light up. Engines come online, firing up, and just hurtling towards the station. We cut to a closer shot of the hull, and we see this green armored warrior standing affixed to the outer hull of the metallic dome. He stands there calmly as the ship approaches, and with a push of a button, he disappears again. That same blue energy coalesces. Hard cut into the small living quarters of this tiny ship. And we see the Emerald Soldier coalesce into existence. And then that calm, calculated demeanor vanishes suddenly as he wrenches the helmet from his head and just chucks it across the fucking the inside of the ship. It clings off a door at the rear of the ship, and he lets out this bellow and slams an armored fist against the wall, denting it. He stands there for several seconds, this old weathered face contorted in rage, staring blankly, eyes wide at nothing particular, as he breathes in these large emotional huffs. But the huffs grow less aggressive, and soon the face returns to that stoic, emotionless state, and he stands up straight, cracks his neck, and then moves to the cockpit. We cut to him at the controls as he flips a few switches, and we see that purple rift rip open ahead of him as the ship jumps into the drift. Hard cut again to a shot of blank space, completely devoid of anything minus stars in the distance. Then all of a sudden, the drift opens up, and that same ship comes streaking out, and the drift snaps shut behind it. The camera follows the ship as it shoots past, bringing into view its destination, this large, lifeless gray moon. We watch as the fighter approaches the moon, and then we see what looks to be a colony or base come into view. A mass of several domes on this inhospitable rock, connected by tombs assumed to be maybe walkways. Easily missed, as the buildings are much the same dull gray as the terrain itself. As Evandrian's ship approaches one of these outer domes, we see a large vessel docking already. Though none of you have actually seen this ship personally, as players, you did get a glimpse of it once, back on Nikondas, right after executing Sharu. The camera pulled way back into orbit, and we saw the vessel of one Sardat Ulavestra. At this sight, you see Evandrian's face kind of furrow slightly as he brings up his comms. He attempts to contact Ulavestra, but the line is cut off, and a prompt pops up asking if he'd like to record a message. With a growl, he hits the accept button and begins to speak. Zolan, I see you finally made it. You should execute your navigator. I've been here almost a week. I'll be sending you a requisition form that I expect to be filled immediately. He hesitates for a second, as if there's more information he contemplates sharing, and then just cuts the comms and punches a button to send the message. And with that, you all level up.
Yo, let's go!
Let's go!